Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, Thanksgiving's coming up, and what are you going to do with all those visitors who are going to crowd into your house? How are you going to get them out of the house? All the museums in Chapel Hill are closed on Thanksgiving. Well, our best museum is outdoors and open all the time. It's a museum of art and history, of botany, biology, and geology, of architecture and religion, race relations and politics. Thousands of exhibits, thousands of stories are out there waiting to unfold to those who will search and wait and listen. The museum, of course, is our town. Almost every house, tree, wall, hill, corner, stream has its story and its lessons. And here are just three that you might think to check on with your guest on Thanksgiving Day. The first, of course, is Gimgul Castle, right at the end of Gimgul Road. And, you know, people travel to Europe to see castles, but we've got one right around the corner. A lot of people in Chapel Hill have never been to see it. All got started in the 1920s when the Gimgul Society hired Waldensian stoneworkers from Valdez to come up and build that castle. Your visitors can wonder, would this castle withstand an attack by knights on horseback or by a foe armed with gunpowder and cannons? Imaginations go wild at Gimgul Castle. Then the second thing not to be missed is a look at the murals of Michael Brown, beginning, remember, with that right near the post office, the giant pencil on the wall between on Henderson Street. You can walk from there all the way to the border of Carver and never be more than a few steps from one of Brown's murals. And I really enjoy a picture that's on the side of the wall of the former Bank America building. You can see it from the parking lot on Rosemary Street. And it makes you think you're looking down on a real town, a town square. And just across Rosemary Street is his giant turtle. And then back on Franklin Street in the alleyway close to the Carolina Coffee Shop, there's this whimsical historical piece of an imaginary parade that shows his sense of humor. It's a happy compliment to his artistic talent. Something we see but never really stop to enjoy. There's another piece of art that I think is real important that nobody looks at anymore. It's called Student Body. It's an outdoor sculpture just a few steps from the old Playmakers Theater where you can park on Thanksgiving and other holidays. When the Student Body set of sculptures first arrived and was placed in front of Davis Library in the early 1900s, there was an immediate angry protest based on perceived racial and gender stereotyping of the statues of supposedly typical students. But I like Student Body. I don't know why, because there is a controversy about its artistic worth as well. These are just three of the hundreds of things that you can see in Chapel Hill on Thanksgiving Day. If these don't interest you, think about the gargoyles from London's Big Ben, now on the side of Person Hall, or the wonderful pathways and plants in the Coke Arboretum or the Botanical Garden, or some of the lively outdoor sculptures all over Chapel Hill, particularly the ones I like on Weaver Street in Carrboro. And there's on and on. Our Chapel Hill Outdoor Museum never runs out of exhibits. So don't despair on Thanksgiving. Take your friends outside. Show them our town museum. This is D.G. Martin.